listening to Wake Up Call on the SportsMap Radio Network.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage. Home loans that fit your life. Rocket can.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
All right, it's time to go through the NFL schedule, the games you should watch for, the games you can avoid, the games that have playoff implications, the games that have outside playoff implications, and games that may affect other teams' playoff implications. Week 14. I got to be honest with you. I don't think you're going to find a lot of complete duds here because of what I just said. I think you're going to have, okay, one team may not be up to par, but they may affect other teams in the postseason. I think we're going to see a lot of that. There's a couple of games between two teams got nowhere to go. But I think for the most part, because of we're getting close to crunch time, a lot of these games have tremendous value. But let's start at Soldier Field in Chicago, where the Bears are taking on the Houston Texans. All right, this isn't really one of them, is it? Trubisky and Deshaun Watson from the 2017 draft. That's about it.
Does it settle the debate?
Yeah, does it settle the debate? Bears, man, what a lost six in a row. They were 5-1 at one point. Wow. And Houston's season's just been a mess.
We keep saying it every single time we mention the Bears. They are who we thought they were.
Yep, we never believed in them from the very beginning, and there was no reason to believe in them now. So this one really, outside of pride, there's really no reason for this one to be on your radar Sunday.
There isn't.
But this one kind of still is. Dallas and Cincinnati. You can't kick the Cowboys out of this thing quite yet, although a loss to the Bengals would probably do it.
It's hard to say, like, hey, a 3-9 team going up against a 2-8-1 team. There's playoff implications.
Yeah,
involved.
Right. Exactly.
There is in week 14.
The Cowboys are not finished yet. But, hey, you know what this is? Andy Dalton gets to go home to Cincinnati. 9 seasons with the Bengals until they realize they don't need him anymore.
Welcome.
Give him a hero's welcome. Give him a standing ovation from the 10 people that might be there
now
at Paul Brown Stadium.
Aside from there actually being playoff implications in this game I find interesting just because, all right, what are the Cowboys?
Yeah.
Because
that's right.
This is, I mean, if you can't beat the Bengals, who are, I think, what they're, is it Ryan Finley behind center? I don't even know.
Brandon Allen. Quarterback, yeah.
See, wasn't he a former Cowboy?
I don't know, is he? I know he's a former Arkansas Razorback. That might have mattered.
Maybe that's, I don't know.
Yeah.
But I mean, that's really, I think, the most important thing from this game.
And look, they've gotten beaten pretty badly in the last two games, losing to Washington on Thanksgiving. And then that Ravens game was not really as close as 34-17 indicates.
Ugly.
So again, if they've got a, I don't want to say long shot, but there's a hill to climb here for the Dallas Cowboys, but they're not quite done yet. So we can't bury this game at the bottom of the don't watch list. How about Kansas City and Miami? This has got good written all over it, right?
Potential playoff matchup written on it.
Right, exactly. The Chiefs at 11-1 have already clinched playoff spot, but they're still chasing Pittsburgh for the top spot in the AFC. Miami at 8-4. It's a question we ask all the time with the Dolphins. It's like, what's the plan? Like, is the plan to try to make a playoff run or see how good Tua is, and can you do both? Right? I mean, this is a team that has now won 7 of their last 8 games after starting the year 1-3. And my God, they've got a decent little team there down in Miami. I don't know if they're going to win this game, but this still is good enough to affect what the Bills situation is, could affect what Cleveland situation is in the playoffs. Whoever comes out of the South, the Raiders that are trying to get back into this thing, the Ravens that are trying to get back into this thing. So this definitely has a lot of implications. Maybe not so much for Kansas City, because I think that in the end that the Steelers are probably going to cough up a few more, and I think the Chiefs do get the number one seed.
Probably this
but
week, right?
The Dolphins, yeah, probably this week. The Dolphins, this matters. I mean, this is seeding.
Big game
this
for
is,
them.
I mean, they're chasing the division lead, but they're also chasing, seeding in the wild card race as well.
Yeah,
so this has got a lot
the right
of
to play.
Arizona and New York, the Giants have won 4 straight. I still find their story really, really intriguing, leading this division and playing the way they're playing. This is a different team than at the beginning of the season that lost 5 in a row. They're playing better defensively, and they don't need a lot out of their quarterback, whether it's Daniel Jones or Colt McCoy. Arizona's in some trouble, as we talked earlier this season with Jared Dubin. That injury that occurred for Kyler Murray against the Seahawks seems to be affecting him in these 3 losses.
Yeah, it seems to be bigger than that, than they're letting us believe.
Yeah, exactly. So, got to go to New York. But the Cardinals, they're not out of this thing either. At 6-6, they're tied with Minnesota. And Minnesota owns the tiebreaker over them for that final wild card spot. So, the Giants are trying to hold on to a division. Arizona's trying to put themselves in the playoff conversation. Big game for both teams. The Giants can't afford to lose because the Giants are going to lose a couple of games this year down the stretch. Their schedule is still, it's got some meat on it. And they got to be careful because Washington's doesn't really have a lot of meat left on it. So the Giants, this game matters, and you're getting Arizona at the right time. They seem to be vulnerable. A couple of weeks ago, I wouldn't have said that, but they are now.
Listen, we've seen them. We saw the Giants beat the Seahawks last weekend.
Yeah, exactly.
So why can't we assume that the Giants can go in there and beat Arizona?
I told my father that. Who goes half and half with the Giants a lot. I go, look, beating the Seahawks means you can beat anybody. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
It's not like Russell Wilson was on the bench. You got to him five times and you sacked him five times. That game, Seattle should have won that game. You beat him. Beat him head up. Defense did a great job. So the Giants can be a threat.
And this proved that Joe Judge can coach?
Yeah, I think he's done a great job. Joe Buck brought it up last night. He said he's done a great job. He's turned that team around. So, yeah.
I mean, given the obstacles that they had early on in the season, you got to give it up to the Giants.
Sometimes you just got to let a coach breathe a little bit before you throw him out of town the second he gets there. Yeah. Let's see what happens. Let's just see what happens. Tampa Bay is off a bye week. They'll take on Minnesota at Raymond James Stadium. Bucks, I don't know, man. They've lost 3 of 4. It's a bye week. I hope they've gotten rested and sort of figured out what issues are plaguing them. The Vikings are a desperate 6-6 team. Like I said, they own the 7th spot in the NFC, but teams are chasing them. They can't afford to lose any more games in this battle for that final spot. But Tampa Bay, they got a house to clean up a little bit here, right? I mean, with Arians and Brady and some other things that are going on, this is a chance to get on the right track. A Minnesota team that can be bad, can be good, but take care of your own business at home. Buccaneers at 7-5.
They're in
the playoff picture, but don't mess around here.
This is a must win. I mean, just a few weeks ago, we were saying that, yeah, man, Tom Brady, he might be leading this team to a Super Bowl.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they were, 6-2 at one point after they beat the Giants and was looking really good, looking like he was having fun.
Yep.
Last 4 weeks, he hasn't had a lot of fun. 5 weeks, if you want to count the bye. So it's really a conversation that people in Tampa are having about the quarterback.
Now, I don't want to play this card yet. It might be too soon. But do you think Antonio Brown has anything to do with this? Because it's around that time.
Interesting. Worthy of a 30-for-30 investigation. Carolina.
He's already getting his own 30-for-30.
Right. He is, totally. Carolina taking on Denver. Both of these teams are 4-8. This is another one that's in kind of the basement here. Christian McCaffrey's not playing, so there's no reason to really watch or pay attention.
Yeah, there's a reason to watch. What quarterback are the Broncos pulling out?
That's true. What quarterback is? Is it Drew Locke? Is he okay? Is he fine?
I
saw this scary thing, though. Ed Donatell, who's the defensive coordinator, he is he's coming back. He's been out 6 weeks because of COVID-19. Oof. He got the virus a month and a half ago.
Like around the same time Von Miller got it?
Yeah, right? Exactly. By the way, this is a Super Bowl 50 rematch with really nobody on the team.
No, it's a rematch.
Yeah.
It's what we're all hoping for.
Without anybody really significantly playing in both of these games. But what the heck? Why not just throw it out there? They had no problems doing it last night. We might as well do it here.
Peyton and Cam aren't coming back.
Yeah, exactly. Von Miller's not playing. You know, the defense isn't as good as it used to be. Yeah, Gary Kubiak isn't on the sidelines.
No.
Neither is Ron Rivera.
Yeah, this is a Super Bowl rematch. All right.
Yeah, just let's keep it.
Can't fool me, Tony.
Can't fool me. All right. A few years ago, this was your Thursday night mess. Tennessee and Jacksonville. And a lot of it was a color rush, too. The baby puke uniforms of Jacksonville against the bright, bright blue of the Tennessee Titans. I can still picture it in my mind
my
screen on a Thursday night. Watching two absolutely abysmal football teams duke it out. Now, only one has not lived up to the expectations that we had back in the good old days. Jacksonville has lost 11 in a row. But as we said earlier, don't blow this off if you're Tennessee. They're losing some close games. They lost to the Texans by 2, the Packers by 4. They lost to the Browns by 2. They lost to the Vikings by 3. They lost to Tennessee in week 2 by 3. they can. I don't want to give them more credit than they're due. They are 1-11, so they're pretty terrible. But don't mess around if you're the Titans.
This has a trap game feel to it.
Absolutely.
For the
completely.
Because, I mean, this Jaguars team, I honestly feel that they're better than their record.
And let's not overstate this because I think it's important. I think divisional matchups, that's where you see this kind of. Remember, as good as the Patriots were, they'd find a way to lose to the Dolphins late in the season, right? They would always there was always a game within the division because divisional games mattered. You see a team a second time, you know the team really well.
Let's go back in time. Did the Dolphins lose, or did the Dolphins beat the Patriots, or did the Dolphins beat Gronk?
That's true. So the Titans are 8-4, playing around with Indianapolis with the division lead. You'd want to be a division leader. You want to have a playoff game at home. You want to have one of the top four seeds.
I do have a feeling, though, since what the Titans did last weekend against the Browns.
Yeah, that was bad.
Derrick Henry's going to explode in this
game. I do, too. But as I said this earlier, people in Nashville are, all the call-in shows locally here are alert. I don't think I heard one person call any of the local shows to say, this is a piece of cake. Everybody's on high alert that Jacksonville could be dangerous to pull this off, and you don't want to mess around. All right, we'll get to the late afternoon games on the Sunday night game and the Monday night game as well as we continue. It is Wake Up Call, Sports Map Radio.
This is Wake Up Call on the Sportsnet Radio Network.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
Need replacement parts and tools for your repair, maintenance, or restoration project? O'Reilly Auto Parts has you covered. Trust the friendly, knowledgeable parts professionals at O'Reilly Auto Parts. They know what it takes to get the job done right the first time. In fact, professional technicians have counted on O'Reilly Auto Parts for years. Stop by and talk to one of the professional parts people today. O'Reilly Auto Parts, better parts, better prices every day. Let's continue with the NFL schedule for Week 14. We go to the afternoon games, the later afternoon games. We're going to start in Vegas. Here's another one. It's got those playoff matters, playoff importance. Las Vegas taking on Indianapolis. The Colts at 8-4, fighting with Tennessee. Same thing applies as we talked about Tennessee last segment. Same thing applies with the Colts. You want to win the division. You don't want to be a wild card team. But Vegas is fighting for that wild card spot. They're 7-5, but they've lost two of their last three. They beat the Jets barely. There's something wrong in Vegas. Let's see what they do to bounce back against a Colts team that's really good defensively.
This one seems fun.
Really
it's
does.
Fun. That's all it is. I mean, you have one of the better defenses in the league in the Colts going against the Raiders. I'm excited for this one.
What if the Raiders had lost that game? What if Greg Williams called up just a normal last second coverage play and Vegas had lost three in a row at 6-6?
You would still hear Jake bitching and moaning.
True. Of course. Of course you would. That's right. Speaking of the Jets, Jets, they're in Seattle to take on the Seahawks.
Yeah. It's a good game for the Seahawks to come back to after the Giants.
Sometimes you see a team when they get embarrassed a bit, come back and they just annihilate whoever the heck they play next, right? Belichick was famous for this, right? You'd lose a game and then you'd be like, well, on to Cincinnati. And then you know what that kind of meant. If I'm Pete Carroll, this is exactly what I do to the Jets. Yes. I put the hammer down. I go, we're winning this thing 45-0. I don't care what it takes. We're winning this game. Everyone is wondering what the hell happened to us when we lost to the Giants. We're not losing to the Jets or even making it close enough where people will scrutinize being in the game with the Jets late in the fourth quarter. I think that Seattle should do this. So people are wondering, losing to the Giants, even though we know teams lose all the time to teams that aren't that good.
I think you're absolutely right. If you're your fantasy football playoffs and you're going up against someone who has DK Metcalf or Russell Wilson, I think you should just say, you know what? It was a fun season.
No, I agree. I agree.
I have, for whatever reason, those two are going to go off tonight or on Sunday.
Don't you be thinking, Jets, that because the Giants did it, you couldn't too.
Hey,
you know?
Yeah, you're not there, Jets.
You're not there yet.
It's a cute thought.
Green Bay on the road to face Detroit. Remember how I said, divisional matchups are trap games? This really isn't one of them. But I don't know. Detroit is really happy Matt Patricia is no longer around.
Hey, it just seems to be happening, right? Anytime you fire a manager, your team becomes good.
Yeah, like all of a sudden there's a skip in their step that Matt Patricia is no longer roaming the sidelines in the Motor City.
Yeah.
But at the same time, they did lose 42-21 earlier this season, and not much has changed.
Aaron Rodgers is on a mission.
Yeah, he really is.
He's on a mission from God.
He really is. Aaron Rodgers, the MVP so far this season at 36 touchdowns, at least to me. You may have a vote and go a different way, but not me. I'm going with Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, he's the MVP this season, and I feel bad for the Lions.
I do too. Completely. Here's an interesting one. The Saints riding a 9-game win streak taking on Jalen Hurts and the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yep. Welcome to the NFL.
Welcome to the NFL, former Alabama-Oklahoma quarterback Jalen Hurts. Let's see what he can do.
I know he's played and he threw a touchdown pass last weekend.
He's seen some action.
The Saints have a really good defense and the Eagles are terrible.
And Taysom Hill's like, I can throw a ball and score? That's awesome.
That's
Somebody should have told
easier.
Me that 2 weeks ago when I got the starting job. That's way easier than trying to scramble in from 12 yards out.
Every single time.
I can just chuck this thing in the air to my teammate catches it in the end zone. We get a touchdown. That's great. He got two last week. And that, seriously, that joke is okay, but there is seriousness to it. People were like, you can throw the ball. He loves to run. That's his thing. He's the Swiss Army knife. That's what he does. Look, don't try to put Taysom Hill in a box. He doesn't deserve to be in a box. Let him roam free. Let him do what he wants to do. Whatever it is, whatever Sean Payton's got working with the backup quarterbacks, though, from last year to this year, it works. Good team around him. Good organization. Everybody's on the same page. They don't seem to miss much of a beat. They are better when Breeze is there, but, man, they keep that machine rolling in New Orleans, don't they?
They do. Again, you're talking about, this team, there's, usually a lot of times we'll say, trap game. There's no trap here.
No. Jalen Hurts will figure out what he needs to do right and wrong, and the Saints will win this game. No problem.
And for the Eagles, you can't use this as a litmus test for whether or not Jalen Hurts belongs in the league.
No. You can't let him go out there and struggle against the Saints defense and then go, well, Carson Wentz is back now. We made the point. Yeah. Whatever.
But do that. It's fun.
Do that. It's fine.
It's fun to talk about.
Here's Atlanta versus the Chargers again. Yep. What are you going to do here?
I'm hoping not to lose 45-0.
Right?
That's it?
That's about it.
My bar is set really low.
Raheem Morris, I don't think he's earning the job. Like, he's done a good job since they fired Dan Quinn, but I don't think it's enough to make Arthur Blank go, you just take over the team now. Like, maybe, you did a good job in the interim. You'll run this team going forward.
Okay, maybe he's not auditioning for the Falcons head coaching job.
Maybe not.
Maybe, he'll put on a show for someone across the side.
That's a good question. Yeah. Anthony Lynn will find someone else to blame for this one.
Well, if not, is there another national tragedy coming up soon that he could?
That's true.
Exactly.
He can find some hurricane somewhere or a tornado somewhere or an earthquake or something to just
something
equate his team's performance to whatever decimated the planet. Washington and San Francisco. Okay, show us what you got, football team.
But where?
This is going to be in State Farm Stadium in Glendale. That's right.
Yeah.
So here's the deal. You came at the king and you killed the king. Now you are the king, so be the king. What are you going to do, Washington? Don't go beating the Steelers and then go back to your, I don't even know what this is, football team. Go play and win some games. Go get that division. You're going to beat the Steelers and ruin the perfect season. You're going to win 3 in a row. Look really good Thanksgiving Day against Dallas. One of the most watched football games of the year, by the way. Did you know that?
No, was it really?
Yeah, it really was. Ratings were through the roof. I don't know. America, whether you love them or hate them, we just think the Cowboys are great when they're on national TV.
Or maybe it was just Cowboys-Redskins.
Maybe it was Cowboys-Redskins, and we said, well, we'll keep it like that.
Hoping for a matchup from the 80s.
Right, exactly. Tom Landry and Joe Gibbs.
Now, is this – there was a chance. Now, it's definitely not going to happen, but this would have been a coming home party for Alex Smith.
It could have been, It could have been nice to go back to San Francisco, but he ain't. He's going to Glendale. It's kind of like, that's how you could sell it to your team. It's like, it's kind of like the Super Bowl. We're playing at a neutral site.
Yes.
It's the closest we're getting to that sort of atmosphere. Because Lord knows what it's going to look like in Tampa coming up in February.
No fans.
But all seriousness, same thing about the Giants. You're starting to play well. Show that you're playing well. 5-7 now, yep. Winning a few games. Division is yours, too. Go get it. Beat the San Francisco team.
A lot of people have their fingers pointed at Washington over the Giants.
Yeah, that's true.
Just because
that's
of their strength of schedule.
And the Giants have got some tough games on their schedule, but this Washington still has to play Seattle, but Carolina and Philadelphia are easy pickings if you're if you're careful and pay attention to those teams. You should win those games. So we'll see. We'll see. Pittsburgh at Buffalo. How fun is this going to be, Josh Allen?
The final two games this week are fantastic.
Fantastic. Buffalo.
Wait, Steelers Bills.
No Bud Dupree, no Vance McDonald, no Vance Williams.
It's there for Buffalo.
I'm going for the list of all the people who are either injured or James Conner should come back. We're not 100% sure. I mean, I'm listing all the Steelers that are still on the thing. But Josh Allen, you are the AFC Offensive Player of the Week. Go out there and kind of go. Hey, Steelers defense is still strong, but Buffalo is fun.
You're nervous.
Good game.
You're nervous.
I'm very nervous. Yeah. Very, very nervous.
Will there be a foot of snow?
I just don't want this to spiral. You know what I mean?
Right,
I don't want that.
Right.
Like, there's a loss, and all of a sudden, there's like three more that just comes right after.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden, you're fighting for the division.
And it's like,
playoff seeding.
We once were 11-0, and now the Browns might win this division.
Yeah, don't go becoming the Bears.
That's right. That's right. Speaking of the Browns, they're going to take on Baltimore Monday night. Hello.
Yeah, that's
AFC North, baby, showcasing its skills on a Monday night.
This is one of the, you do throw out the record, right?
Yeah, you throw out the record, right? Cleveland welcoming in the Ravens, who were once Cleveland. The Browns at 9-3.
Cleveland's making, finally good to say,
Cleveland's
hey,
good.
Remember us.
Baltimore at 7-5, looking to try to get back in this thing. Lamar Jackson is back.